Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Great to see you back today.
Yes, and it's cooler weather. Thank you.
It is. It is. Yes, I looked after that for you.
Thank you so much.
Nothing at all to do with me. Now, I think today's issue is a dog who's scratching at the back door. Is that right?
Yes, we've got Donna and Craig who have a Kelpie cross, and their little Kelpie cross, obviously when they're inside and hanging out, the Kelpie cross comes to the back glass door and scratch, 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 scratch. So interesting, there's a lot of things going on here and it's going to get worse before it gets better, Sean.
Okay.
So my dog training advice is that at some point that dog, whether the dog started the behaviour with just putting a paw and somebody let the dog in, or maybe a couple of scratches and somebody let the dog in, but basically we've dog trained this dog to scratch at the back door so
habit.
That they can get in.
Yes.
Now, we don't think of things like that in our human brains. We don't look at it as that we've created this. We just look at it as it's something that's annoying and now it's out of hand, and it is. So my advice to the family would be you're going to have to white knuckle it and you're going to have to not respond to the dog scratching on the window.
I thought you were going to say get a new door.
Get a new door, yeah.
That might happen.
Now, I might get some plastic and tape it to where the dog scratches.
Okay.
So I might take some defensive measures. But what we've got to do is show the dog that you get nothing that you want by scratching on that door. If I come to the back door and I tell my dog off for scratching, I've come to the back door and I've spoken to the dog, but it's not everything the dog wanted, but we've started that sequence. So what I need to teach my dog is that doesn't matter how long you scratch for or how intensely you scratch for, that door will never open while you're engaged in that behaviour. Now, the second the dog stops that behaviour, you let that dog in, give the dog cuddles and welcome them into the lounge room. But until such time as that behaviour stops, you get nothing. Now, dogs are natural survivalists, and by that I mean that dogs will eventually, if something's not working for them, they'll try something new. Now, if our dog is sitting by the back door and being quiet, that's the time we want to reward the behaviour with going to the door, talking to the dog, bringing the dog in. Now, here's the caveat. With any behavioural activity that's happened for a while, what will happen when it doesn't work is the dog will immediately intensify the behaviour. So they'll either do it more vigorously for longer because what in their mind, oh, this worked yesterday, now it's not working.
I'll just keep trying.
Maybe I have to do it harder.
Yep.
And so they'll do that. And often what happens is the family sitting inside going, oh, it's worse. That's bad advice. We're going to let the dog in. And now what you've done is you've taught the dog to do it at this level of intensity. So ignore it. If you need to put some measures in so the glass doesn't get scratched, by all means do that. But only let that dog in and talk to that dog and go to that door when that dog's being quiet. Or, for example, if you see the dog playing on the grass area, let the dog in then, before we get to that sequence.
And that's very similar, Joe. We've talked about if a dog jumps up at you, you ignore it and wait till it sits down and then you give it the food. It's a very similar, isn't
it? Exactly right. Very similar.
Rewarding good behaviour.
Yep, exactly. And I hope it goes well, Donna and Craig.
Good on you, Joe. They might lose their door in the meantime.
No responsibility taken here, Sean.
No, absolutely not. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line, goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean.